Compassionate people finish on top, together. Compassion is the chief law of human existence. Fyodor Dostoevsky. My wife Ellie and I were on an elevated train traveling home after spending the day in Boston when a loud blast fractured the silence of the car. I didn't need to see the pellets embedded in the window above Ellie's head to recognize the source of the sound immediately, a shotgun. I guessed that someone had fired from one of the rooftops parallel to the tracks. As Ellie and I dropped to crouch on the floor, the train car slammed to a stop. Now we were trapped like fish in a bowl. Across from us, we watched in disbelief and horror as a woman holding a baby slowly rose from the floor and stood directly in front of a window. Several people yelled at her to get down, but she didn't move and didn't seem to register anyone's instruction. She was clearly in shock. Then Ellie did something I will never forget. She calmly stood up, looked the woman in the eye, and said, "Everything is going to be all right." She hugged the mom and her baby and slowly guided them all to the floor of the train car. Almost simultaneously, the train began to move again. Ellie's was one of the most brave and compassionate acts that I have ever personally witnessed. Most of us will never need to risk our lives to show our compassion for another, but whether you practice compassion in a boardroom, a classroom, or your very own living room, you have the power to save and change lives, and you have the power to dramatically improve the quality of your own life. What is compassion? Compassion is a holistic understanding of a problem or the suffering of another with a commitment to act to solve the problem or alleviate the suffering. Understanding a problem or the suffering of another can happen instantaneously, as it did in Ellie's case, or it can develop over time. But the most important thing to know about compassion is that it involves a commitment to act. This is what distinguishes compassion from empathy. Empathy is understanding what another person is experiencing, but for compassion, understanding isn't enough. Compassion means actually doing something to help. Being compassionate is not about trying to be a saint or being so kind that you become a doormat for other people. Being compassionate is not a sign of weakness. In fact, it's the exact opposite. It takes strength to remain caring and rational when the easiest thing to do is to stop caring or give in to anger. And it takes bravery to act when it is much easier to do nothing. Given the definition of compassion, you might think it is more emotionally and physically taxing than empathy, but that's not the case. Tanya Singer, director of neuroscience at the Max Planck Institute for Human Cognitive and Brain Sciences, has found that compassion and empathy are two different phenomena associated with different brain activity patterns. When we think compassionately, we use the same neural pathways as love, but when we think empathetically, we use the brain regions associated with pain. The constant use of the brain's pain neural pathways leads to feelings of burnout. Empathy is not sustainable. Because compassion is connected to feelings of love, we are nourished and the brain is primed for achievement. Research focused on a dopamine processing gene, known as DRD4, for instance, has shown that the more compassionate a classroom environment becomes, the greater the level of learning that occurs. Compassion is commonly accepted as a quality of a good person, but only recently have we begun to make the connection between compassion and success. I started to make the connection when I was a counterintelligence agent for the military. During my service, I noticed that the best agents were the ones who made time to help other agents. Because they assisted fellow agents, they had a large network of colleagues who would in turn help them and have their back even in the most difficult situations. By helping others, these compassionate agents built trust with the members of their team, and that helped them to make better tactical decisions. Over time, compassion has become the focus of my professional and personal life, And scientific research has confirmed what I had anecdotally realized. Compassion is the foundation for success.